This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. A federal appeals court in Cincinnati will hear arguments tomorrow on five same-sex marriage cases that could possibly provide the foundation for a landmark opinion by the U.S. Supreme Court. The cases involve Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan, and Tennessee. Same-sex marriage has been legalized in 19 states and the District of Columbia. WVXU's Ann Thompson joins us for the latest on the story. Good afternoon, Ann.
Hi, Marianne.
Thanks so much for coming in. I thought you'll be covering this tomorrow in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and I thought you could sort of give us a little background on what's going on. What exactly will happen in court tomorrow? How did it get to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals?
Right. So the court is going to be hearing the most marriage cases. It's actually six. They've added one for Kentucky. Six cases that any federal circuit court has heard on a single day. I asked the court today, why did you combine all these cases into one day? Because I didn't know. And the reason is that these judges are not from around here and they're coming here. They're only here certain times, and they wanted the same judges to hear all of the cases. This is the fourth argument to be heard by a federal circuit court since the Supreme Court's decision last summer. And attorneys general for the state involved will argue why same-sex marriage bans should remain in place. And they've appealed these six cases.
So the cases were decided, and again, as you said, they haven't appealed, and that's how they ended up in this Court of Appeals.
That's right. And you wanted to know, I guess, what states are involved
right.
and a little bit about their cases. So four states are involved. Ohio has two cases. Kentucky has two cases, one case in Tennessee and one case in Michigan. And what they're arguing is the cases from Ohio deal with the right of a same-sex spouse to be listed on the death certificate of the other spouse, and the right of same-sex parents to be listed on birth certificates. So death certificates, birth certificates for Ohio. I don't know if you recall that one of them involves Jim Obergefell and his partner John Arthur, who was dying of ALS, and they flew to Maryland last summer. And on the tarmac, they got married, and they came back. Obviously, Ohio was not recognizing that same-sex marriage, and they sued so that Obergefell could be listed on Arthur's death certificate, and they won the right to do
that. They did win that. And so who appealed?
Was that the attorney general?
So it's appealed by the attorney general.
The state.
So the states have said that it is allowed, the initial courts, and then the attorney generals are saying, well, we have this law on the books of
what
banning,
about the law? Remember, the voters decided same-sex marriage would not be allowed. So that's right. And then the other cases, for example, in Kentucky, there was one that wants recognition of same-sex marriage in other states. Another case in Kentucky wants the right to marry in Kentucky. In Tennessee, it deals with out-of-state recognition. In Michigan, it deals with the right to get married in that state.
So with all of these cases being heard tomorrow, and correct me if I'm wrong, they could all have different decisions. They won't all necessarily get the same answer, or they could. But they're all going to be heard individually, is that correct?
They are all going to be heard individually, and this is going to go on for a long time, as you might imagine. It is scheduled to start at 1 o'clock, and we are hearing that will go 3 hours. It will be kind of a media circus, I guess. There will be, you know, lots and lots of people there. They have reserved seating. You had to put in for a request to get a seat. Then they have two overflow areas where our audio will be patched in. And so then after that, the attorneys are making themselves available to reporters after 4 o'clock.
Now, there won't be any decisions tomorrow. Is that correct?
There will be no decisions. It's very unlikely that there will be in these kinds of cases. As you know, it could be weeks or months before we hear something.
So basically what happens tomorrow then, all the cases will be heard. The attorneys that have filed, or the attorney generals have the appeals in, the people that are, have their cases approved will then also be there. They all get a chance to talk. They'll talk to the media.
That's correct.
And then we wait.
And then we wait. Now, something interesting also that we should remember is that we here at WVXU covered another case that is not included in this set of six. And they're kind of waiting before proceeding further. But that was a group of six couples who want the right to get married in Ohio. So, you know, the Ohio cases don't deal exactly with the right to marry, birth certificates, death certificates. This one goes right to the heart of it. We want to get married here in Ohio because we don't want to have to take our families to another state. That's silly. We live here. So that case is on hold until this one is heard.
So once these are heard and decided, then those folks are likely to make a decision about how they'll proceed next.
Right.
Good. Anything else we need to know?
I don't think so. Stay tuned.
All right. Well, we look forward to your reporting on that tomorrow throughout the day and then, gosh, throughout the week, I suppose. There could be more going on. Thanks so much for joining
me. All right. Thank you.
I've been talking about the same-sex marriage cases before the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals tomorrow. My guest has been WVXU reporter Ann Thompson. She'll be covering the story tomorrow. This is Cincinnati Edition.